if we don't get a Neanderthal DNA using these DNA techniques, it doesn't mean it's not a Neanderthal. It simply means that the material was too decayed in order to be able to retrieve it, or there was too much modern contamination. Tom Gilbert did an experiment once where he took a tooth and he got all of his friends and he got them all to handle the tooth and to hold it in their hands and sort of rub around, breathe on it, maybe sneeze and rub around. And then he took it and he bleached the outside and he irradiated it with UV and he did lots of more bleaching, everything that we do to try to get rid of external contamination. And then he encased it in some dental packaging and sawed it in half and only took powder out of the very center of the tooth. And he was still able to recover every single one of those people that touched the tooth and about 20 other mitochondrial haplotypes from people, museum curators or archaeologists, whatever, who touched it in the past. So the problem of modern human contamination is, I would venture so far as to say, impossible to get rid of.